It's $35 per transaction.
Under the proposed rule, the CFPB is seeking to decrease overdraft fees to as low as $3. It says the proposal could save consumers $3.5 billion every year.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Washington. President Biden sitting down with bipartisan congressional leaders today to discuss funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the southern border. The president requesting $106 billion in supplemental foreign aid. But Republicans want to tie additional Ukraine money with major changes to U.S. border policy. The American Cancer Society saying cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
For the upcoming April election, Baraboo voters will select a mayor and fill three common council seats. The candidates were announced at the city's Common Council meeting on Wednesday, which was held a day later than scheduled due to the winter storm on January 9th. Those races will not have primaries. A bipartisan group of lawmakers released a roughly $78 billion tax package on Tuesday. It would enhance the child tax credit and restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces many hurdles to passage. Some congressional Democrats and progressive groups have been pushing hard to restore at least part of the expanded child tax credit that greatly reduced child poverty and stabilized families' finances in 2021. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tears for Fears now.
Show, show, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on. In violent times, you should have had this.
Black and white. celebrities, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
I think we're alone now. There is Tiffany. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The mall queen herself, Finn, getting her start by performing in mall after mall all over the country. And Corey Hartman's ideal woman when he was just a young Corey Hartman. He always will say, as soon as he hears Tiffany, he'll be like, oh, I remember Tiffany. And then that's all he can ever say. And I know that he's like off in some dreamland thinking of the posters he had on his wall as a young Corey Hartman.
His eyes glaze over.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's certain stars of, you know, our childhood that will do that to you. Now, this is an interesting topic. If you're one of those people who loves to sleep in the nude, right? And I guess for me, nude would mean less than one sweatshirt and only one pair of sweatpants at night. Maybe only one blanket is how I'm doing it. But some of these things might actually pertain to you, and they might be things that you do or maybe don't do. It's not just something that that, you know, you just do like on Wednesdays. And now we're finding out a little more about people who sleep in the buff thanks to a new survey. This actually compared people who sleep naked with those who like to sleep in their jammies. And it found that people who sleep naked are more likely to be night owls and more likely to watch horror movies, interestingly enough. Now, I don't know what, you know, clothes versus no clothes sleeping has to do with any of this, but, you know, there's some concrete evidence behind this, I guess. So
this
is slightly
better than the black coffee debate that we had yesterday.
Black coffee,
apparently, if you drink it, you're a psycho. So
yeah,
this is slightly better than that.
It's a little better. Yeah, at least nobody's calling people who like dark chocolate and coffee psychopaths. So this is good. There might be more research behind this one as well. Now, if you like to sleep in the nude, it also means that you are more likely to have nightmares. You're more likely to be satisfied with your sex life. And you're more likely to believe that your choice of sleepwear impacts the quality of your sleep. Now, I could believe that because there's lots of nights when I get all twisted up because I'm always cold. So I basically go to sleep the way I go outside on a normal day. It's ridiculous. And I still freeze. I've got the socks on. I've got t-shirt. I've got sweatshirt. Sometimes a sweatpants. Sometimes I can sleep in light pants, like sleep pants. If it's a little warmer outside, like in the summer, I'm always cold. It's ridiculous. So I can understand the quality of sleep thing, because I tend to get myself all tangled up, or sweatshirts start to like come up around the neck at certain points of the night. So then you're like trying to wiggle things down. So I do get that one. This might be the most telling, though, out of everything. People who sleep naked seem bothered by clothing just in general, and especially while sleeping. But there's one more thing that people who sleep naked have in common with those who wear pajamas. They're equally concerned about climate change, interestingly enough. In fact, about 29% of people who sleep buff claim that they do it partially to reduce their eco footprint. What do pajamas have to do with your eco footprint? I don't understand that at all. You can buy organic cottons and stuff, let me tell you, or you can buy the ones that have been repurposed from other clothing. If you're worrying about your eco footprint, I don't understand this. I think it's just an excuse. Anyway, that includes using less AC in the summer, but apparently not using more heat when it's frigid out, like right now. Okay. I've got a lot of questions. Like, as I go further through this, I mean, at least we're not being called psychopaths, but I do have a lot of questions about how this all works and why you would use less heat in the winter. I mean, are you just using more blankets if you're sleeping naked? Like, I do genuinely want, like, not too much information, but I genuinely would like to know. And how is this an eco footprint thing? I mean, you can buy your organic jammies. You can do things to reduce your eco footprint and still wear your jammies. I mean, it can still happen. I'm just saying. I'm not going to take people's choices away from them. I mean, if you want to sleep naked, that's fine, but you can't judge me for sleeping like, you know, like I'm going out to harpoon my whale in Siberia or something, because it's essentially what I look like when I leave the house and when I go to bed. And I said to Corey last night, we were driving, and after I had my little temper tantrum in the car because I was cold and I couldn't get buckled because I had so many layers, and then my gloves were on and I couldn't get to my seatbelt. I mean, I literally had a meltdown. He's like, but look at the expanse of snow. Isn't it pretty? I said, no, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. I said, it's Siberia. I said, that's where we live right now. We live in Siberia. I said, everywhere you look at snow, everywhere it's white, everywhere there's piles of it. And I said, now, I said, it's cold. I said, by the way, my husband being the weather guy, I said, what is the temperature in the North Pole right now? He's like, it's actually like 10 above. I said, what's our temperature here? He's like, it's like 3 below. And I said, what's the wind chill here? And he goes, it's like 26 below. I said, Siberia and the North Pole are warmer right now. And that's how I look when I go to bed. Like I'm going out, stepping out of my igloo in the North Pole to go harpoon my whale, because that's how I'm going to survive. Doesn't matter if I'm going outside. Doesn't matter if I go to bed. The only difference when I go to bed is sometimes I can take off a sweatshirt, still sleep in my t-shirt, my sweatpants, because I have a heated blankie. I would not make it sleeping in the nude. I would be cold all the time.
I don't think I could do it with all the clothes on. I mean, I get too warm overnight, you know?
Sure. No, that makes sense. You know, though, I think about, though, the fact that this is a legitimate question I have. I'm a germaphobe. We all know this, right? I don't pretend that I'm not. And I'm not as bad as I used to be now that my kids are older, but some things are just ingrained in your brain after so many years. Like, what do you do with the sheets when you sleep naked? Do you have to wash them more? Are you washing them more often? Like, I do have questions about this kind of stuff, though, because there's a lot of things that touch the sheets if you're not sleeping with clothes on. And I don't know if I want to be a part of that, quite honestly. Like, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. I feel like you would have to wash the bedding a lot more. Now, mind you, I do ours like every week and a half. So I'm still doing ours consistently around here, even though we all sleep with clothes on. But I do have a lot of questions for people who sleep naked. Are you washing your bedding more often would be my first one. That would be the first thing I would want to know. These are the things that I think about when I hear stories like this, though. This is the first thing that goes to my mind is whether or not the sheets are getting washed more often. Again, it's the germaphobe in me, and I just can't help myself. But it's where my mind likes to go in those instances. That's for sure. Plus, I don't know if I could do that because, you know, I have a dog, and she likes to pretend that her bed is my bed is her bed periodically, especially when I'm showering and things like that. And I clean. This is part of the reason why I change bedding so often and why my sheets get lint rolled or even vacuumed a couple times a week. Because, you know, she's a dog. We all know this. Even the least shedding dogs will leave hair behind every now and then. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, like, touch that. It's fine if it's on my clothes because I can lint roll that right off. But I don't want to sleep in that. Like, that's just not going to happen. So you have a lot of questions at this point about people who sleep naked. And maybe I don't want to know the answers either, or the schematics of how it all works, because that might be too much information.
Not. Yeah.
But my mind goes to several different places, so I'm going to shut it off now and stop. All right, so this is interesting to me as well, and I'm not usually one who's going to defend Brett Favre, okay? But I got to talk about this for a minute, because this struck me yesterday, and then I found out more about the actual situation. You know, Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers quarterback for many years, did some pretty awesome things on the field. You either loved him or you hated him in really inopportune times when he would just play gunslinger right down the field. Well, then he went to the New York Jets, and we know that he did some suspect things there, like photos of his nether regions to reporters and things like that. Now he's embroiled in this tax fraud scandal in Mississippi. I mean, literally using tax money that should have went to underprivileged kids and poorer families to build a volleyball facility at his daughter's college. Okay, yeah. So some despicable things, right? But I'll separate the human being from the player for just a minute. So there was a story that was going around on social media yesterday that Brett Favre basically said that it was Taylor Swift who was ruining Travis Kelce's career, and that she was living off him because, you know, she needed the publicity and the money. Well, first of all, Taylor Swift does not need more publicity. She does fine on her own. Second of all, she makes more money than Travis Kelce, even in the NFL. She is a certified billionaire, right? Because of how well her music is done. And so this story was going viral all over social media. And then I did a little bit more investigating on this to see where the source of this story was and read some more articles and things like that. I kind of feel bad for Brett Favre in this instance, because this is just a really great example of how social media gets misconstrued. That's not what he said at all. It's not what he said about Taylor Swift at all. He said, in fact, he said people are going to blame her if the Chiefs don't make it to the Super Bowl and it's not her fault. Those were his original words in a interview that he was doing, and it got misconstrued by some sort of stupid spammy bot account, and then it just went viral. Not what he said at all. So I do have to defend Brett Favre in this one instance, because he's done some gross things and he's still working through some of those gross things. But at the same time, this one, not what he said. He doesn't blame her at all. In fact, he likes the relationship. He laughed about it. Both of his daughters are Swifties. He said it's actually very good for the NFL and very exciting, and he hopes Travis Kelce is happy. And he said the blame will fall on her, and it's not going to be fair to the relationship. And so those were the actual words, if you got glimpse of this yesterday. But that just tells you how slimy social media can be, right?
Typical.
Yeah, and how we take one little quote, and we don't know where it originally came from, and some weird account decided to reword it, because that's essentially what they did, and people run with it, and then just assume that Brett Favre is even slimier than he might actually be. So I'll defend him in this one case. Like, it's hard. It's hard, but I will defend him in this one instance, because that's not what he said, if you saw those stories circulating. Very, very much
statement.
So. Yeah, very, very much so. And he was actually defending them and, you know, talking about the relationship and things like that, and went on to say some really amazing things about Jordan Love and this current Green Bay Packers roster and how successful he thinks they could actually be. Brett Favre would not be shocked, if you listen to the full interview, to see this team beat the 49ers and actually make it to the Super Bowl, just based on how well they're playing as a team and the way their confidence level is growing. Now, if there's one thing that he knows, I mean, he obviously knew how to use his camera phone for the nether regions, but there's something else that he knows, Van. He also knows a little bit about football, right? So you got to take his opinion. Take it with a grain of salt, but you also kind of perk up when he starts saying things like that, because the man does know the game of football. But if you see those things circulating on social media today, not what he said. You can still like Brett Favre. He can still be your childhood football hero. It's okay.
We'll give him a pass this time, right?
Swifties, bring it down. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's not what he actually said, because, of course, you know, they like to defend Taylor, and so everybody was going hard at Brett Favre yesterday on social media. But you got to take all that social media stuff with a grain of salt. Make sure it's coming from a reputable source before you just buy into the whole thing.
Exactly.
Or actually take some time to do a little Googling yourself, because the actual podcast that Brett Favre is on, first thing that came up when you do a search for Brett Favre, Taylor Swift, and you can actually watch the whole thing and listen to what he actually said in his own words without it being misconstrued by some sort of weird social media account. So there is that. I had to defend him, though, today. I felt like it was my duty for some reason.
Yeah. I thought I had read something else yesterday. Somebody else came out and was kind of complaining about Taylor Swift. I can't remember who it was, but
I don't know. I think when you hit the level of stardom that she has, and you're seeing her more and more because of this relationship with Travis Kelce, everything is going to be scrutinized more and more and more. Unfortunately, because that's just the world we live in. We feel this need to know everything about these celebrities and pick at them and all of that kind of. They're just people. Who cares? You wouldn't want people intrusive in your life like that. So why do we do it to them all the time?
But there's always kickback with overexposure. I mean.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we saw it with Michael Jackson. We saw it with Prince. We've seen it with Justin Timberlake. We've seen it with Britney Spears. I mean, you name any of the biggest stars in this world, and we've all seen that kind of kickback and all of that kind of prying into their personal business and all of that good stuff. Justin Timberlake, look at him. He's trying to make a comeback. Did you see that? He's trying to launch another solo, part two of his solo career, right? And so he's got a concert coming up this weekend in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, to get things started. So that's interesting. I mean, he's tried over the last few years to continue to be JT from, you know, the early 2000s and when he was with NSYNC, but I think he's just changed too, right? He's grown. He's matured. He's not the same guy he used to be. He's married. He's got two boys, and he's loving life as a dad, if you listen to him in interviews. And I don't know if he's going to have the same notoriety as Justin Timberlake, the singer, as he once did, just because of the changes and maturity he has taken on in his life. But we'll see. We'll see.
He's
I love Justin
been doing
Timberlake.
A lot of acting. I've seen him
he's
in a
been
lot
doing
of films.
A lot.
He's still married to Jessica Biel, right?
As far as I know, there was, you know, again, prime glowing eyes, but there was some conundrum there about one of his, it was all weird a couple years ago. But as far as I know, they're still together. But I like Justin Timberlake. I like Justin Timberlake, the actor. I think he's hilarious when he shows up on SNL. And I will say that he's got some pretty good adult beverages out there as well, if you give those a try, because that's what he's been more focused on, being home with his family as they've grown and stuff over the last few years. So his adult beverages aren't bad.
I didn't even know he had any. I know Ryan Reynolds does, but I didn't know Justin Timberlake.
I believe Justin Timberlake has a whiskey. I don't know if it's gone out and he's branched out from that, but he has a pretty delightful whiskey if you're a whiskey drinker. So there is that as well. But I think that's an interesting one, that he's trying to make a comeback. You know, why Britney, on the other hand, is like, I never want anything to do with the music industry again. Which is probably okay.
Brittany.
It's probably okay. I mean, I agree.
We worry about her.
I do. I really do. I believe that the conservatorship lasted way too long, but there might be a reason why people thought there needed to be some, like, you know, regulation in place too. And I'm not saying that negatively against Britney. She will always be an icon, but I feel like there needed to be somebody helping her make better choices in her life. And I feel like it's like a lot of young stars that we've seen over the years. Did she ever really have a chance to grow and mature and become her own individual, because she was constantly in the limelight? She was treated like she was 30 years old when she was only 14, 15 years old. And you see that with child stars a lot. That maturity and that part of their brain, right, that helps you become an adult, just isn't there. And you're forced into adult situations, good and bad, before you're ready for it, I think. Mm-hmm. And you see that with child stars a lot. And I think that's kind of what we've seen with her over the years as well. And hopefully somebody's helping her make some good choice. I mean, we want good stuff for Britney Spears. She's awesome. And she gave us great music from the 90s and early 2000s. So we want good stuff for Britney, but hopefully somebody's helping her make good choices.
I hope so. Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say on that one, because it gets a little weird every time you see her on social media as well. Every time I see her on social media, I'm like, oh, this is not helping. This is not helping your cause. But the book has done really well, Finn.
Yeah, the book has done really well, although I'm sure Justin probably would prefer the world without Britney's book, but
I kind of wonder if Justin making all of these announcements about making a comeback and stuff like that, part of it, because it was kind of an ugly look for Justin Timberlake. But again, I'm not going to give him a pass for some of the stuff that was in that book, if it's true. Two sides to every story.
There are three sides to every story: yours, mine, and the cold hard truth. Mm-hmm. So we don't exactly know for sure if those claims or accusations are valid or not. Yeah.
And again, I question
anybody that ever does really a kiss and tell book.
Yeah.
I kind of question, because, you know, especially if it's someone that has passed away.
Right.
And they haven't said anything during the course of the years, and then somebody passes away, and then all of a sudden all of these accusations come out. Then it's like, well, they're not around anymore. They can't even defend themselves.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And with this one, you know, again, the two sides. I mean, and Justin's been pretty tight-lipped about the whole thing. But at the same time, again, it was an age thing, because Justin was kind of in the same boat with NSYNC, right? They were put into a relationship when they were probably much too young to even understand what was happening around them on the music side of things, on the personal side of things. And that's not a pass for anything that may or may not be true. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, again, it just kind of shows how Hollywood can be kind of tough on young people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you gotta respect the ones who come out of it and seem like they were a little unscathed, right? Like, you look at the ones who come out of Hollywood who started really young and seem like they have it all together, and you're like, I don't know if it was your manager, I don't know if your parents were there every step of the way or what the deal was, but they come through it pretty much unscathed. I mean, I don't want to keep using her as an example, but Taylor Swift, starting so young, I mean, she's been able to make some good decisions, but her mom and dad still travel with her basically everywhere she goes. You know, you look at Zendaya, who started out so young and in the Disney machine, and she has an actual fulfilling good life where she's made good decisions, But again, her parents were with her every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they were protecting her, not just the assets. And I feel like in a case like Brittany, people were protecting more of the assets than they were the human being. That's what it feels like, at least, when you hear some of the stories and some of the things that went on during Brittany's career as a very, very young child star.
Jodie Foster is another really good example. I mean, she started when she was really young in the film business, and she seems to be fairly stable these days, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, some of those child stars, how can you have that the wherewithal that you need at that age? And then, you know, sometimes, I got to be honest, I mean, sometimes your parents aren't even, they're not going to know exactly how to control.
It's a machine.
Yeah.
You're, you know? You're basically trying to be in control of something that's a machine and is only about profit, right? I mean, you're not going to get a Hollywood executive who's going to be about you as a human being. It's just, it's not what they do. And that's not a knock against them. It's just what their job is. Their job is to make money for the studio, for the brand. And, you know, it, no matter what they say to you, they're not about your personal well-being. They're about making money off of you, your skills, and what you're capable of doing. I mean, that's just just how it is. It's essentially a machine. And if you're just new into the circuit, you're not going to know how to operate through that. So I don't know if some of these child stars have just found the right agents who can navigate them through that, the right business managers who are able to navigate through that. Because some of those people actually do care about their clients as human beings. They, you know, they want to protect them from that essential machine and that circuitry that's all around them. So I give those people lots of credit too, because I can't imagine doing that on a daily basis if that's your job, right?
You have to wonder sometimes too. I mean, both Drew Barrymore and Brooke Shields had parents that were basically in charge of their careers at an early age. Okay, well, Drew Barrymore was how old, and she was out at like Studio 54 partying at, I mean, okay.
It seems like the parents wanted the fame more than they wanted it for their kid. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, Drew Barrymore came from an instance where she already had famous parents, right? So, you know, so you got to think of all the things that she had seen prior to that, just as a kid living in a house with famous parents too. And I think Hollywood has changed a little bit in that respect. It's still Hollywood. You still have the machine that operates everything for the overall arching goal of more money. But I think there have been more actors and actresses who have been vocal about the things that have happened to them. And there's been more instances of like your Harvey Weinsteins where people are like, we're not going to put up with this anymore. Like, we're going to actually say something about it. And it's ruined careers for some. You look at Mira Sorvino. That's one where her career has basically been ruined because she was so vocal about it. But at the same time, I mean, it needed to be done. And look what happened in Hollywood. It was basically like a major earthquake that upset everything. And I think a lot of things have changed because of it. And it not so much in a bad way, just in a different way. You lose some of that old maybe mindset, the old boys club kind of mindset in Hollywood, and maybe get some fresh thoughts in there, too.
Who I'm knows, reading a book right now that kind of focuses on some of those old film studios from the day, and the studio executives and the big wigs in charge. And let me tell you, that stuff would not fly. I mean, the casting couch back then, I mean, it was pretty legit, you know?
Yeah.
And it would not fly in the Me Too hashtag movement world that we live in now. There's no way. And it's kind of surprising that it's shocking, actually, to think that it actually existed in that shape and form back
in the day. And we're not really that far removed from it, really. No. I mean, we're really not that far removed from that mentality, really. I mean, just probably within the last few years, because of the Me Too movement, you've seen the biggest shift in that type of mindset, which is probably scarier than anything else, that they thought they could keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, there was a time, right? There was a time after Weinstein got busted that everybody was coming out of the woodwork, and how many people, I mean, you've got like your Matt Lauers, you've got, I mean, the list after Weinstein, it was just
It was astronomical. And it's not even that surprising. At the time, it was shocking when you'd hear these names. But now you have those accusations and you're like, well, good. I hope somebody investigates this. You know, it's not even as shocking now to hear it, because I think we've become a little desensitized to it, but not in a bad way. Because I think we all, if you pay attention to anything like that, even, you know, starting out in my early career in news, I mean, it wasn't that bad on the local side, but there was a lot of sexism that was involved in it, I mean, there truly was in the newsroom, from the general managers who were much older. You know, me coming in as a young producer, I was referred to as little girl all the time. Seriously? I mean, come on now. Like, if you put me in this role to produce your biggest newscast, at least call me by my first name. You know, I mean, don't give me some demeaning nickname and threaten my job every day. I mean, and that happened. That legitimately happened to me every single day. Yeah. And that was only probably like 30 years ago. That was happening 20
years
ago.
We've talked about it before on the show, where the older newscasters, the anchors, they stick around until they're about 100 years old.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem to work that way for the ladies.
Nope, it sure doesn't. You're told to put on more makeup, dye your hair blonder, and dress tighter. And it's pretty ridiculous. And then one day they look at you and they're like, okay, well, you're not carrying that out anymore. Yep. We're going to replace you with this one who's 20 years younger than you. It's pretty demeaning in some ways, because there are some of those females that deserve to be at the desk longer than the men.
Agreed.
In some cases, not always, but in some cases, they deserve a desk longer than the men. Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn, partly cloudy today. It's going to be cold, not quite as cold as we were seeing the last couple of days. I mean, 12 for a high today, so we're hitting the double digits.
We'll take it.
I know, right? It's much better than wind chills 25 to 30 below, even though they are going to hang out in the teens below zero today. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 2 below, then mostly cloudy, 12 for a high again tomorrow. We might see some light snow tomorrow night. Right now, it's 1 below.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line. And it's easy to set up, too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Max FM.
8:38 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Billy Joel, Still Rock and Roll to me on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine.
Rummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, Finn, there's a scandal brewing halfway through a January, and this is kind of big news. The record for world's oldest dog might actually be bogus. This is being investigated, by the way. Guinness certified the record last January and said a dog in Portugal named Bobby was over 30 years old. Well, sadly, that's right, and he passed away in October, supposedly at the age of 31. Bobby's legacy, though, might be forever tarnished after Guinness just announced the record is now under review. Now, his owner had a vet submit documentation that Bobby was born on May 11th, 1992, meaning he died at 31 years and 165 days old. But after Bobby passed away, people started questioning those credentials. He was a type of livestock guardian dog, and I'm going to try to pronounce this, and I'm sure I'm going to screw it up because there's a little pronunciation guide here next to me, so bear with me. Jafero do Alentejo is probably, if you, you know, actually speak some Spanish, probably pronounced way better than that, but that was my best attempt. They usually live 12 to 14 years old, so 31 years old would be more than twice that. People also claim photos taken of him in 1999 show a dog with slightly different colored paws, and if you look at the photos, that is actually true. The paws are a distinctly different color. A council member at the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons in England was pretty blunt when asked about it, and he said, quote, "Not a single one of my colleagues believe Bobby was actually 31 years old." Guinness put out a statement saying a formal review is officially underway. They've temporarily paused the records for oldest living dog and oldest dog ever until they get all of this ironed out. I love that Guinness is taking this so seriously, though, right? Because they don't want their name tarnished for giving a record to somebody who doesn't deserve it. If Bobby's record does get nullified, it would go back to an Australian cattle dog named Bluey. She was born in 1910 and actually lived to be 29 and a half years old. But it's interesting that they're questioning this. So you've got to think that there was something that came up that they were just wondering about or didn't make quite enough sense to them, like why they would open this investigation before they actually certified it when they'd already named him the oldest dog, right?
What do you think? Do you think it's that they were just trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, or it was just an honest mistake?
I'm going to guess that they were trying to get into the record book for something. Now, here's the thing that I think bothers me the most. When you look at photos of Bobby and the paw color thing, right? Now, this isn't just a blatant, maybe there was a little, you know, lightening of the paws, older kind of thing. In one photo, his paws are completely white, all four of them. And then in other photos of him in more recent days before he passed, his paws were completely brown. That's not just some mistake that happens. And that's not just a discoloration of the fur. If anything, it would go the opposite direction. But in this particular case, all four paws went from completely white to really dark chocolate brown. probably not going to happen.
But this isn't Bobby's fault.
It would not be Bobby's fault. I mean, what's Bobby supposed to do? Somebody was just reporting his age, and you know, he had owners, and that were trying to say he was a certain year old, a certain age. But it's interesting that Guinness is taking this so seriously. I guess maybe we appreciate Guinness for that. I don't know. It's very strange. I mean, when it comes to world records, though, they don't take that lightly, and they send like certifiers sometimes to the actual event, depending on what it is, and if they can have people there and all of that kind of stuff to make sure it's legit. So they do take this stuff seriously, but I think it's very interesting that, you know, now they're kind of like, before we declare you to be the actual winner, let us do some more investigation. So I think it's fascinating, but massive scandal early in the year. I mean, it's no Harvey Weinstein like we were talking before, but this could definitely rock the Guinness world. That's for sure. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to see wind chills today in the teens below zero, so definitely much better than what we had earlier this week. Still going to be cold, don't make any mistake about it, but it looks like maybe we're in the right trajectory to those warmer temperatures. Let's hope, Ben, because, boy, I mean, I could say it could get colder. It definitely could, but I wouldn't wish that on anybody, because that was miserable the last couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about your weather in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, boys basketball action around the area. The Baraboo Thunderbirds get the win at home over Poinette, 66-34 the final there. It was Portage hitting the road and coming back with a 53-48 win over Westfield. Watertown, 85-72 winners against McFarland. And Stoughton, 86-68 over Union Grove. Girls hoops yesterday, Baraboo falls to Poinette at home, 73-51 the result there. Chalk Prairie hosted Dodgeville at the South Gymnasium, and the Eagles come away with the 59-56 victory. And Wisconsin Dells wins at home over Portage, 79-36 the final. That's all in girls hoops. And boys hockey, Baraboo Portage winners out at Pierce Park, 4-3 over Viroqua. And Sauk Prairie is blanked on the road against Sun Prairie, 6-0 the final there. It's a typical quiet Wednesday, and then tomorrow things will pick right back up once again. And the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team loses just their fourth game of the season, 87-83 to the Penn State Nittany Lions. The number 11 team in the country, Wisconsin Badgers, also dropped their first conference game of the year. They allowed Penn State to hang around early, and in fact, the Nittany Lions had the 39-35 lead at halftime. Badgers would be able to tie at 72-72 down the stretch, but again, Penn State knocked down some big shots and some turnovers for the Badgers, led to the four-point loss. It ends what was a six-game winning streak, and again, they were 5-0 in the conference prior to this game. They'll be back on the court Friday night when they return to the Kohl Center. They'll be hosting Indiana. 7:30 will be the tip-off for that one. And after a little few-day break, the Bucks are back at it again tonight. They're heading to Cleveland to face the Cavs. 6:30 will be the tip-off for that one. Bucks are winners of three straight games over some really tough opponents, the Kings, the Warriors, and the Celtics. Again, Cavs and Bucks tonight, 7:30. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:53 right now. And Finn, we have a little celebrating to do today with our calendar days. There's a few good ones on here. I mean, if you're looking for something to do outside of your mundane Wednesday stuff, today is Ben Franklin Day. It was actually, this is the day he was born back in 1706, which is why today is Ben Franklin Day. It's also Customer Service Day. I mean, obviously, for businesses to succeed, quality customer service is crucial. So this is a day where businesses should reflect on the importance of customer service, find out some of the things, you know, their customers think they could be doing a little bit better, and then also thank them for being patrons of their business as well. Mm-hmm. Ditch your New Year's Resolutions Day is today. I mean, obviously, if you committed and have already recommitted and then committed and recommitted again, just might be time to say, forget it. Only 9% of people will actually stick to their resolutions. And the rest of us, we're like, forget it. It's too hard. We're
over this.
What's
your thing? What did you come up with?
I say New Year's intentions.
There you go.
Because I like intentions better. It means that I have all sorts of, you know, like ideas and things I want to go out and do. And I've been sticking to them pretty well. But here's the thing. It also gives me grace for myself that when things don't go well or go a little unplanned on a certain day or I'm not feeling as well, for some reason, I can be like, you know what? Today, I've just got to let it go a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, it's easier that way. It's not so you're not like
more realistic, right?
You're not setting yourself up for failure because obviously if you're setting a New Year's resolution, it just seems so final. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick to this. I feel like intention is a much more liberating word in this case because, you know, you have an entire year to work on these things. It doesn't need to be an overnight change. If you're really committing to something in your life that you want to have different, I mean, it takes a while to make that happen. And so I felt like intention, my epiphany on a walk one day with Aspen, was just a much better way to phrase it than the
sure.
resolution.
Sure. Makes sense.
I like to give myself a little grace every now and then. After all, we're all human. Sometimes life is hard and sometimes mm-hmm. we don't have the time that we want. And, you know, you got to give yourself credit for at least being out there and trying and then saying to yourself, you know what? It didn't go well today. I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to give it another shot because essentially that's what life is all about. Just trying to make it day to day, right? And I like being a little gentler on myself about some things because I can be really hard on myself, but not when it comes to this kind of stuff. Today is also Judgment Day. Now, this is actually a tongue-in-cheek kind of holiday. It really implies that you're maybe like your own type of God. You know, maybe you don't want to have to wait until the death to have a judgment upon yourself. And according to the makers of this particular holiday, you can just look in the mirror and be your own judge today, which kind of goes back to what we were saying about New Year's intentions, right? Mm-hmm. Versus resolutions. It's a day to be like, you know what? I'm not perfect. It's not going to go well today. I already know this. I'm going to say that and I'm going to be okay with that and I'm going to move on with life. That's kind of how I feel about that. It's also Museum Selfie Day today. Now, this is an interesting one because, you know, we like to take our selfies because we like to show people what we're doing in our own life. Selfies can be a little bit, for some people, on the vain side of things. And, you know, they don't really promote a lot of engagement, not with culture, not with historical ideas, not with artistic institutions. So the idea of Museum Selfie Day, this was thought of by a Londoner who runs a website that's devoted to culture and art. And she came up with this idea to take a museum selfie after visiting museums with her young daughter because she thought having a day like this would promote awareness about the pieces housed in the museums and that it would encourage maybe people to broaden their cultural horizons, so to speak.
Okay.
And I kind of like that. You just got to be careful in some of those museums because some of those artifacts, you're not allowed to actually photograph them.
Right. Be careful.
So be careful if you're going to go out and do that. But I like the concept of it. I mean, it makes sense. We don't need to see just you and, you know, what you're doing and your latest makeup sensations and tutorials. I mean, that's what a lot of selfies are these days. So yeah. I like the idea that we're broadening our horizons a little bit. It's also National Bootleggers Day today. We talked about this yesterday. This goes all the way back to Prohibition days. And this is essentially a day to celebrate the birth of Templeton Rye, a rye whiskey, and recognizes it was tough to say this morning. I mean, again, New Year's intentions. I have the best of intentions to say things right every single day. It also recognizes an era when bootleggers became legendary. So Bootleggers Day is today. It's also National Classy Day. Oh, and I love this. And we, you know, going back to our prior conversation about women in Hollywood, right? This takes place on the anniversary of the birth of actress Betty White. This is a day that was created in honor of her and all of the women who bring their grace and their gifts to their communities and to the larger world. So National Classy Day in honor of Betty White. I love Betty White. She was just a treasure. It's also Popeye the Sailor Man Day. Don't ask me why, but we're going to celebrate Popeye and all of his spinach today. It's also, when it comes to the food ones, a couple of interesting foods. National Hot Heads Chili Day is today. Now, obviously, obviously, this is a day for spicy chili peppers and for making and eating dishes that have chili peppers in them. I don't know if bell peppers count because they're not spicy, but that's about as far as I'm going today. just saying. It's also, oh, this is a good one. National Hot Buttered Rum Day is also today, awesome. Which sounds amazing with the temperatures the way they are and as cold as it's been. And a little hot buttered rum always is a very, very nice treat. It's right up there with a hot toddy as far as I'm concerned. So enjoy today, people. There's several things that we can celebrate today and some that have very good reasoning behind them, which I also love. It's not just a day because somebody proclaimed it to be a day. There's actually reasons behind it, which is even better. So celebrate well. Taking a quick look at this forecast, partly cloudy and cold today, 12 for a high today. Now we're talking wind chills, not nearly as brutal as they were earlier this week. Teens below zero for most of today. So that seems a little bit more manageable. More like January weather in the heart of Wisconsin, doesn't it? Mostly cloudy, 2 below tonight, then mostly cloudy, 12 for a high tomorrow. Could see some light snow tomorrow night. Right now, it's 1 below. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank.